welcome to Chorus Call. Please hold for an operator. Welcome to Chorus Call. Please hold for an operator.
May I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Sagar here. Could you just put me on the R Systems call? Motilal Oswal.
Okay, sir. What's your last name, Sagar?
Sagar Lele.
From which company?
Motilal Oswal Securities.
We reported revenue of rupees 605 crores with EBITDA of rupees 71 crores and a net profit of rupees 98 crores. Net profit increased by 25% over previous year from rupees 78 crores to rupees 98 crores. Net profit for 2015 contains an exceptional profit of rupees 54 crores as against rupees 18 crores in 2014. Following our strategy to focus on core service business, we divested from the Indus product business in July 2015. We also sold our Europe BPO in November 2014. This has impacted revenue and profits. However, in 2015, we acquired IBIS, a Microsoft ERP company with BI competencies. IBIS is having presence in Southeast Asia. We also acquired a relatively small but strategic telecom IT business in Europe from a renowned telecom operator. Discipline in execution and strengthening of the US dollar contributed positively to the overall 2015 performance, despite the cross-currency challenges, mainly due to a weak euro. We were also able to maintain healthy utilization around 75%. We served 150-plus customers, including $21 million-plus accounts. We added 20 marquee clients over the year. Telecom and digital media continues to be our largest industry vertical, with 30% share of revenues. We have a strong balance sheet with shareholder funds of rupees 243 crores and cash and bank balances of rupees 92 crores. I will now hand over to Nand, our CFO, to provide us a detailed financial analysis.
Thank you, Mr. Reki. Good morning to all. Thank you, everybody, for attending the call. Hope everyone had the opportunity to review our performance of quarter four and the year 2015. I'll first give my comments on the financial performance, which will be followed up by Avirag's comment on the operations, and then final summing up by Mr. Reki, and then Q&A session. The presentation gives detail of both quarter four and year 2015. I'll quickly cover Q4 and then move to year 2015. Let me go into detail of each line item of profitability statement. Revenue for the quarter was 145.78 crores or $22.06 million. Quarter-on-quarter increase of 1.94% and year-on-year decline of 10.59%. Year-on-year decline is primarily on account of sale of Indus and Europe BPO business, which Mr. Reki just now mentioned. Getting down to gross margin, it was 33.07% in quarter four, compared to 35.03% in quarter three, a decline of 1.96%. The main reason for the decline is impact of lesser billable days and decrease in other costs as offset by impact of rupee depreciation. On SG&A, SG&A expenses were almost flat at rupees 33.13 crores in quarter four compared to last quarter. The increase in year-end provision has offsetted the saving in utilities expenses. EBITDA in Q4 was rupees 15.08 crores or $2.27 million compared to rupees 16.97 crores or $2.60 million last quarter and rupees 22.08 crores or $3.56 million in quarter four last year. As a percentage of remaining, EBITDA was 10.34% in quarter four compared to 11.87% last quarter and 13.54 crore in Q4 last year. The decline in EBITDA margin mainly due to lesser billable days in quarter four. Getting down to depreciation, the total expense was rupees 3.30 crores compared to rupees 2.69 crores last quarter and 2.86 crores in Q4 last year. Increase in depreciation was due to amortization of intangibles acquired under business acquisition in Europe. Extension item mainly comprised of rupees 2.70 crores being the deferred consideration received on sale of Europe BPO business and rupees 96 lakh on account of exchange gain on merger of our USA subsidiaries. Interest expense is rupees 3.50 lakh in this quarter compared to rupees 2.90 lakh last quarter. Other income in Q4 was rupees 3.54 crore compared to rupees 2.31 crores last quarter. Other income in Q4 consists of interest income and exchange gains. As at quarter four, we have total power covered of $15.30 million with average rate of rupees 68.69 and euro cover of 1.85 million with average rate of rupees 77.85. This has already been marked to market at closing rate of 31st December. Our tax expense was negative rupees 4.31 crore in this quarter as against rupees 21.18 crore in last quarter. Negative tax rate in quarter four is due to offsetting of capital loss and carryover losses of R System Solution Inc. post its merger with R System Inc. Higher tax in last quarter was mainly due to provision of tax on Indus-Z. Net profit after tax was rupees 23.29 crore or $3.52 million. Compared to rupees 52 crore or $8.14 million last quarter. This includes exceptional profit of rupees 10.66 crore this quarter and rupees 43.35 crore last quarter. Now coming up to yearly numbers, revenue for the year was rupees 605.03 crore or $94.32 million. The yearly revenue is impacted by sale of Indus and Europe BPO. Further revenue was also impacted by sharp decline of euro, which impacted our Eurozone revenues despite the strengthening of USD. Euro has depreciated by 12% as against 5% strengthening of USD in 2015. Gain of the gross margin, it was at 34.58% in year 2015 compared to 36.28% last year, a decline of 1.70%. The main reason for declining gross margin was impact of change in COX salary. This was offset by USD appreciation net of cross currency impact. On SGN expense line, SGN expenses have decreased by rupees 7.48 crore. It is rupees 137.72 crore in 2015 as against rupees 145.21 crore in 2014. As a percentage of the SGNA was 22.76% this year compared to 22.39% last year, an increase of 37 basis points. Main reason for decreasing SGNA in absolute terms were sale of Indus and Europe BPO business. EBITDA in 2015 was rupees 71.51 crore or $11.15 million compared to rupees 90.05 crore or $14.76 million last year. As a percentage of revenue, EBITDA was 11.82% this year compared to 13.89% last year. This year, EBITDA margin impacted by investment in newer technologies and increasing costs. Further, we were not able to get full benefit of U.S. strengthening, U.S. dollar strengthening due to cross-currency impact. Getting now to depreciation, the total expense was rupees 14.02 crores compared to rupees 11.25 crores last year. Depreciation higher mainly due to one-time impact of change in depreciation policy this year, mainly due to adoption of Schedule 2 of Companies Act 2013, which has become applicable to us with effect from 1st January 2015. Exception item mainly comprised of profit on sale of Indus amounting to rupees 56.61 crores as against rupees 22.40 crores on sale of Europe BPO business last year. Interest expense is rupees 11.30 lakh this year compared to rupees 11.70 lakh last year. Other income in 2015 was rupees 9.81 crores compared to rupees 8.73 crores last year. This year we had an exchange gain of rupees 3.12 crore compared to rupees 1.75 crores last year. During the year 2015, rupee fluctuated between rupees 61.36 to rupees 67.10 against USD and rupees 65.91 to rupees 77.59 against euro. These are the two main currencies for our system. As I mentioned earlier, euro has weakened by 12% against rupees, whereas USD has strengthened by approximately 5%. The other income was augmented by interest income of rupees 4.63 crores this year compared to rupees 4.10 crores last year. Our tax expense was rupees 29.66 crores in 2015 as against tax of rupees 34.29 crores last year. Effective tax percentage for this year is 23.27% as against 30.50% during last year. Barring the exception item, which are subject to lower tax rate, there is no significant change in effective tax rate. Net profit after tax was rupees 97.83 crores or $15.24 million compared to rupees 78.12 crores or $12.80 million last year. This included exceptional profit of 54.01 crores this year compared to rupees 18.50 crores last year. Getting down to asset side in the balance sheet, total receivable at the end of December 2015 were rupees 104.63 crores compared to rupees 125.08 crores at the end of December 2014. The receivable in terms of DSO were 57 days as at this year end and 55 days as at end of last year. Cash and bank balance were rupees 92.20 crores compared to rupees 109.82 crores at the end of December 2014. We have been able to maintain our cash reserve despite the payment of dividend, taxes, and capex through cash generated from operation. Our system shareholder fund were rupees 242.86 crores at the end of December 15 compared to rupees 213.11 crores at the end of December 14. With this, let me hand over to Avirag for review of operations.
Thank you, Namji. Good morning, everyone. So I would like to give a brief overview of our global operations. As Rikiji mentioned, we continue to have our focus on key verticals like telecom, banking, healthcare, manufacturing, and U.S. government. And right now, we are seeing a lot of traction in telecom and healthcare, and we are getting a lot of inquiries and customer leads in these two spaces. We further continue to build our strength in mobility, analytics, and cloud, and we are investing a lot of time, effort, and R&D in these segments. In terms of new clients, we have added five key clients apart from other small clients, and two are from U.S., and both are into healthcare space, where we are helping these two clients in replatforming their core healthcare system. And these two companies are, you know, good in their own space, and we see good potential going forward with these two. One is into telecom, which is a computer client where we are offering them a VPN service and multiple SIM solutions. And one each for EPNet and IPS, where we are implementing Infor and MS Dynamics solutions for respective operations for each of these customers. In terms of our headcount, we are right now 1727 and almost stable as what we were last quarter with no major change. Improved utilization, smaller improvement from 70 to 77%, so there is a marginal improvement. And I think we would like to, you know, tag it there, not go above it, because that helps us to serve our client better. On an annual basis, geographically wise, U.S. continues to be the largest geography, 58%. Europe, 15%, and rest is about 17% for us. And client concentration, 10 clients contribute 31.1% and largest about 6.8%. These are some of the key points, and with that I will hand over to Rikiji for his closing comment. Rikiji?
Thank you, Avirag. Let me sum up. Year 2015 has been a transformation year for our systems. We have realigned our focus to provide the core IT business services. The recent acquisitions that we have done are also in line with our strategy to grow the IT services business. We have invested in building capabilities in analytics, predictive and speech, as well as mobility across all our offerings. We are leveraging our global presence and vertical specialization to penetrate for growth. Horizontal addition of the analytics and mobility is providing us an edge. We have an encouraging sales funnel across all our businesses. Rupee at its present level is also helping us. So our strategy for 2016 is to focus for profitable growth while intensifying our investment in innovation around people, processes, and technologies. That brings us to the end of our presentation today, and I will hand you back to the organizers for any questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you would like to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. We would request participants to use only handset mode while asking your question. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, please press star and one if you would like to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Mohan Krishna Swami. He's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Reading the comments of the leading IT companies in India, I mean, they all seem to suggest that the traditional IT business is facing structural declines, both in terms of the pie itself and a lot of cannibalization happening because of automation and the digitalization trend. Now, how are we positioned in our verticals? Do you think we would be affected in any way? And why is our growth so anemic in general, even adjusting for the product business?
So I can maybe take it up. This is Avirag Jain this side. And as you mentioned, you know, some of the larger IT companies are predicting a decline in the traditional business. You know, how we differentiate ourselves is that we work mainly in the productive space. We are not into, you know, typical application support or the end user kind of business. In that space, with all the digitization, mobility, analytics, the need of the product company is still growing. And the companies who are operating in that space in the product work or the OPD business are still, I think, positive. I recently attended a NASCOM seminar, and this was a topic of discussion. And most of the product companies there, again, feel the industry is going to be good for them. So we don't see any decline for ourselves in this space.
Okay. And on our growth itself, I mean, do you see the current growth post the sale of the product business picking up? Because we are in the same band of $22-23 million dollars in a quarter for last 2-3 years.
Yeah, Mr. Swami, yeah, I agree with you that this quarter the growth is almost near at 22 million. But you see, what is happening is being the year and some of the order gets postponed to next quarter, and you know, we are doing some investment in you know, newer technologies. And one of the big factor to this was euro depreciation. You would notice that you know, during the year there is a fall of approximately 12% in euro compared to last year. In fact, USD has strengthened by 5%, as I mentioned in my presentation. But believe me, the impact of that on an year basis is around 17 crore rupees. So to that extent, you know, what happens is that since the number reported in USD, so the 12% impact also, you know, on a euro zone revenue, that is computerized revenue, is all in euro. So the conversion and all that, so the US number in US terms get impacted. So this is also one of the reasons. Having said that, some order got postponed to you know, next quarter. But we are our sales funnel is strong, and we are hopeful of reasonable growth in quarters to come and years to come.
Sure. All the best.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Bhavik Tripathi. He's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so I was just analyzing what Nand, you just said regarding the euro. So you mentioned, so how much of the revenue is in euro then, out of the revenue of $22 million? So in a constant currency, if you were to compare, have you done a constant currency comparison then?
Yes, Bhavuk, close to out of the 22 million in dollar terms, this 3.5 million is pure approximate is computerized revenue. And as you would know that from Noida Center also, we do a lot of euro billing, which is close to approximate, I think, between 1.2 million to 1.3 million. So all these, when converted into USD, get impacted. So on a ballpark basis, if you see, let's assume, take a 5 million kind of a thing and impact of 12% of that, so straight away there will be a 600,000 impact. And if you notice in our geographical also, one of the reasons the Europe revenue is declining is this euro weakening also.
No, that's okay, but I'm saying on 22 million, that is 3%. 600,000 is not even 3%. But every time the statement that comes out is that this, the sales funnel is very strong. And the sales funnel is very strong. I mean, every year you're making that statement. And at the same time, now if you look at the year-on-year decrease, the you look at the margins have decreased now. Obviously, there is a 7 to 8 crores EBITDA difference at the EBITDA level for the quarter and quarter from here. And on an annual basis, from 91 crores, you've gone to 70, it's almost 20 crores difference on an annual basis. Now, I understand that means margins are going down. The businesses that we were selling, at one point it was told that they're low margin business. The BPO business out of Europe is low margin. Even at one time, Indus was a low margin business. Then how is the overall margin going down by selling these businesses off? And at the same time, IBIS, when we bought IBIS, where is the contribution of IBIS to the revenues? I mean, if you look at the quarter on quarter, why there is no increase because of IBIS?
Bhavuk, on a year-on-year basis, if you notice, last year, 2014, that was a Euro BPO business which was close to 8 million in revenue terms. And if you see 2015, like we sold Indus around July 7, so half of year's revenue of Indus has not come. In addition, as you know that, you know, we lost that big customer in our US BPO. So during this year, we have faced these three challenges, and that is the reason the revenues and accordingly, you know, EBITDA is impacted by that. Yeah, I agree with you. Last year, 97.
No, I'm asking the margins. Now, the margins with the increasing dollar.
Let me complete, Bhavuk. On the margin front, if you notice, we were at 13.9% last year and we are 11.9%. So on a EBITDA front, we are approximately 2% down. I give you, you know, ballpark reason for this. What has happened is that, you know, this euro weakening, the computerized impact is also, you know, there are three, four impacts for this. One is that euro weakening, which has impacted us. Secondly, when we lost that US BPO customer, so, you know, it was actually contributing 7-8% to our EBITDA, but last year, the total impact is close to like minus 4% on EBITDA. So this has impacted. Indus was close to same kind of EBITDA what we were having earlier, but, you know, because of year-end provisions and all that, so, and, you know, as you know that we have to do our salary increases also. So the total impact is approximately 2% on EBITDA. Having said that, you know, there are some things which I feel will not have, will be positive impact. Like if rupee continues to have, you know, present, it is at 68, if it continues to have, so we should be able to, you know, at least get into maybe 1 to 1.5% improvement in EBITDA from the present levels.
What was the euro level in 2014 for the euro against rupee? What was for the year 14 the level of euro?
Bhavuk, it was approximate 1.32 and now it is 1.10.
Not against the dollar. I'm talking against the rupee. We are converting to rupee. I'm saying to rupee, what was the average in 2014?
It was approximate 81 rupees last year and it is 71 rupees this year. So it's a 12% impact, approximate.
No, 71 in 2015.
And last year it was 81 rupees.
Okay, so for the current year till now, and what was dollar in 2014?
it was 61.02 and 64.15 approximately, 5% down broadly, 61.02 to 64.15.
So it is 5% up approximately, correct?
That's right.
Rupees. So right now, let's say we are at 68.6, whatever it is, and euro is at 76 right now, let's say.
Right. 75, 76.
Now, the point is that those factors for the average for the year. Now, I'm only saying that when we are IBIS, what did IBIS contribute in this last quarter?
Yeah, IBIS has contributed. Contribution is close to, I think, on USD term is around 4.5 million approximate is the total for the quarter you are asking, for the year you are asking?
Full year it was not anything, right? You took over IBIS only in October or something like that, September.
We took over from 1st May, so the year total year impact is close to 4.7 million in USD terms.
4.7 million is the revenue?
Yes, that's right. In USD terms.
And the quarter, last quarter?
Last quarter close to 2 million.
So it is at a run rate of around 8 million per year?
Yeah, it is, I would say, at a run rate of 7.5 million for the year, for the next year's run rate.
And EBITDA margins?
Close to 8 to 8.9%.
Okay, so that is, and Computaris, what is Computaris at run rate?
Computaris in euro term is close to 3.5 million run rate, in euro terms I'm saying, with approximately 10% EBITDA.
Okay. So, did we not pay more for Computaris than we did for IBIS?
Pay means at the time of acquisition?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was an acquisition done in 2011. That was a earn-out kind of a deal with some half paid upfront and balance paid in over 2 years' time. I mean, at this moment, saying what the valuation and all that.
No, I'm just asking that as far as the revenues, have the revenues of Computaris gone down in euro terms?
See, in euro terms, it is not going down. Okay, I tell you what the computer is. We acquired them in January 2011. 11 was a good year. 2012 was not that good a year. In fact, they were almost flat EBITDA. But 13, they kind of recovered. 13, 14, and 15. In fact, 13, they made around 8, 9%. But 14, EBITDA was close to 12%. Now they are in a kind of, around 10% range.
So, no, I'm saying the revenue, top line has always been around this run rate of 3.5 million euros?
Bhavuk, actually, their run rate was close to 3.5 to 4 million euro. But what was happening was that earlier because of euro-USD exchange rate happening, so we were kind of at one time in USD term around 18 million also. But this year, when they did 13.5, in USD term it comes to close to 15 million only.
Now, let me get this. You're saying 13.5, is it, per year?
Yeah, that is the run rate as of now they are working.
Okay, I was confused. I heard it as 3.5, I'm sorry. So that's why I was...
3.5 per quarter and 13.5 on yearly basis.
Okay. Now, at this point, obviously then, because there are two or three comments. One, if you see... any great corporation around the world, and I'm hoping that the management and everybody wants our systems to be a great corporation. So there is consistency, right? Now, I understand we wanted to get rid and focus on our core business. Okay, fair enough. We allow the management that for the year. That was a year of, so I'm just saying from 2008, from or 2007 or 2006 when you've gone public, the amount of moves up and down in revenue and in profit and in dividend paid out leads to a very image of inconsistency. And inconsistency in any field, whatever it may be, is not looked upon as something which is considered a certificate of, moving in the right direction. So, you may have taken some steps. The margins have gone down, the revenues have gone down, the dividend policy has been all over the place. What I would request the management is that make it consistent. Let there be, even if it is year-on-year increase of 5% or 10% in constant currency, if we can aim for something like that, and with the EBITDA margins which are stable, you know, we understand currency movements. But other than currency movements, you have EBITDA movements. Currency may be moving in your favor, but EBITDA is going in the other direction. Margins. So this is my request, is that let us focus very closely. Even if you are looking, I'm sure you'll be looking at some acquisitions. Now that is what, you've conserved cash, you've not paid out the dividend in the last quarter. Now, if that is the case, let it be something which is consistent, not we buy and then within a quarter or two, the revenues go down, and then we decide, no, this is not something which we want. When we took over Cento, we knew what we were buying. I mean, then we said that is not part of our core business, and but let us just try and be a little more consistent in this so that the market, and it is important because we are a public company, the image that we have in the market, because again, I've spoken about this many times, your share price and the multiple you get in the market is the currency that is available with us. And it is very important that we have a good multiple in the markets, and we are looked upon as a consistent performer, and which is growing. So hopefully, this quarter, we will move into, and going forward, move into something more consistent. In the, let's say we are focusing on analytics and cloud and whatever our core offerings in product and other things. So fair enough, but let this year be the transformational year, that from here onward, we grow at a steady pace and we grow with increasing profit margins and we grow with whatever. If we decide a dividend policy, whatever it is, if you decide, I remember once you had said in a call that maybe you're paying out 1/3 of the profits as dividend. If you declare it is going to be 10% of the whatever, but let it be some kind of consistent dividend policy, growth policy. And that is the only comment I would have, because if we go into so many, the year-on-year decrease, yes, you have a lot of reasons you have raised. The other thing, you have mentioned about cost of goods sold having gone up. Couple of items in this presentation that you have sent us. Now, you have not got into details of that. Would you like to just throw some light on the movement in gross margin? You said impact of changes in other COGS.
Yeah, Bhavuk,
Nand, you say that, Bhavuk, we value your feedback of being consistent. We will strive to it. There's also a little thing about being flexible, because of a company of our size, sometimes what happens is, while we are paying dividends at certain rate, then certain things come up on the radar and we want to conserve cash. Then in the other cases, sometimes we need to do some research and development and innovation, so therefore some investments get done there. But we will strive to be consistent, and obviously there's some need for being flexible at some times. But as always, you give us good feedback, and I think we will take that.
To your point, so that before we forget, I'm just saying a sagacity of the management lies in the fact that we always predict and are able to at least, so when we are taking any decisions, I'm sure with all your given experience of 30-40 years in these, in the IT business, I'm sure you're very, very capable, and the management has been capable that if we are predicting trends of the future, where it's going, how it's going, I'm just saying it reflects upon a company well when we are able to move proactively and reactively well together so that we continue to maintain consistency. A flexibility in terms of dividend, I'm not saying, there's a sudden spike in the rate of dividend that we give. That is also not welcome, that we suddenly have a major spike. And then we have I think that reflects a very reactive kind of a environment where we are, quarter on quarter making a decision. I think these are policies which I'm sure are well laid out by the board and by the management. So whatever that is, thanks for accepting what I'm saying about the feedback I'm giving on consistency. It is important. Whenever we look at all major corporations around the globe, sometimes things go out of our hands, but you have been performing steadily in that terms, that it's just that your divestment and purchases, the acquisitions, have sometimes led to, you know, Cento led to a major loss in 2009. And the divestment now of Indus has suddenly left to a paucity of profits. So these are things which I suppose we need to be more consistent on. Anyways, Nand, you can go ahead with the rest of the answer, please.
Yeah. In addition to what Mr. Reddy has said, Babu, I just want to add here, like in 2007, 8, 9, 10, you know, we were in the range of 7 to 10% kind of an EBITDA. In fact, EBITDA has moved in last 2-3 years. Like last year we did 13.89, this time also we are at 11.9. So we have constantly improved, and as Mr. Reddy has already said, you know, it's a dynamic kind of a situation. So we are doing our best. And just to answer your question on other costs, we mainly comprise of, you know, investment in newer technology like analytics, mobility. You know, we have kept a team and, you know, we are developing a framework and we are doing work on that. In addition, you know, there are salary increases, as you know, every year we have to give. So some we are able to kind of, you know, recover in the form of improved productivity, but some has to be absorbed. And, you know, you remember that, you know, this year there is a change in bonus act and, you know, we have to make some provision for bonus. I mean, just to, you know, answer this thing, the impact of that is around 1.5 crore in our profit. So these are some of the items which have kind of impacted EBITDA during this year.
So with the lower sales, I mean, lower revenues, if you look at your other expenses for the quarter, and the legal costs and other costs, generally, logically, they should be down, but somehow they've gone up for the quarter.
In the year of 16 crore, you're looking at control, it is 16.58, so it is just 30 lakh up. 30 lakh is not even 1.5%. And when there is a 2% improvement, around 1.5% improvement, so it is almost on the same line. Coming on to legal and professional, I tell you the reason because of this is we have hired some consultant in the US business. Sometimes it's a dynamic kind of a thing. When you hire consultant, then you have to add they come under this cost. So that is the primary reason for this.
Conventional wisdom will say if revenues have gone down, then all this should have gone down because you have sold off two businesses.
Revenue has gone up. It's not gone down. It's up by 2%. 143 crore to 146 is up by 2%. It's not gone down.
No, not quarter on quarter. I'm saying year on year, Nan.
Yeah, okay.
If you take a look, year on year, the percentage fall in revenue is much higher than your, as far, I'm just saying the, if we have sold off certain businesses, other expenses. Anyway, I'm just, as long as whatever investments you're making, you're saying, okay, fair enough, you've made some investment, the revenue will show. Avirag also mentioned that some things will show in the next quarter. Sales funnel are stronger, will show next quarter. Hopefully, the new consultants you've hired, everything else you're doing, will show up in revenues and other things coming quarters. Right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
No, I'm sorry. Was someone saying something? I'm sorry.
No. You wanted to say something, or I was just. What about your last question?
I just said that all the expenses that you're doing, if they have relative to revenues, your expenses are higher this year than they were last year. So hopefully that is all going to result in greater sales, or, you know, the funnel has increased, the consultants have contributed, or our investment in cloud and consulting analytics will lead to higher revenues and margins. So that's my only hope. And the other thing, we should always keep a look. It's a dynamic market, like you said. So the prices are down. If you're not having, I mean, along with acquisition, buying your own shares back is always something, given that rates are down and you have not paid out a dividend also. I've always been a supporter for buybacks in place of dividend because it's a tax-efficient way of doing it. So I never fail an opportunity to mention that. But thank you once again for this opportunity for the investor call. And I'm hoping that this year will be better and like you have said, you will be redefining your business. So I wish the entire management all the best.
Thank you, Babu. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please press star and one if you would like to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sagar Lele from Motilal Oswal Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Could you highlight the kind of visibility you have for next year based on the current deal pipeline or based on the new customers that you won in terms of how much you can mine them further or probably how large the deal sizes are with new customers, which would give you enough confidence for 2016 overall?
Sagar, we do not give any revenue guidance. Having said that, as you have seen that we are in $22 million run rate and the sales funnel is strong and we should do a reasonable kind of growth. We have recently won, in this quarter itself, we have won two good customers. So we feel quite optimistic about the business, but we do not give any specific guidance.
Sure. And also, could you highlight some of the investments that you're making in terms of hiring, probably in terms of leadership, some senior hiring or some augmentation of your sales and marketing team, probably which if your plans for FY16 is what I'm asking for.
Okay. We keep on doing that. Actually, the latest investment we are making is the newer technologies like analytics and mobility, predictive analytics. So we have kind of hired several people. We are doing a lot of work for our clients on that. So a lot of investment is made in that. In addition, we have made some investment in sales also. We have hired some senior guys. So that is an ongoing process and that we keep on doing.
So how big would your sales team be at the moment? How many people?
See, right now we have close to 100 sales team across the globe. Out of that, senior people would be close to 15.
All right, fair enough. And any color in terms of acquisition targets going ahead? Any gaps that are glaring in your mind that you need to fill immediately or are on a priority looking at the current portfolio?
We are always in look for acquisition. In fact, right now we are, looking at one or two acquisitions, especially in the newer technologies. But we don't know the decision until it is done. But we are actively looking at that.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please press star on one if you would like to ask a question at this time. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the floor over to Mr. Sagar Lele for closing comments.
On behalf of Motilal Oswal Securities, I thank all the participants to have joined today's call and the management for giving us the opportunity to host it. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Motilal Oswal Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.